This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, another study's come out discussing when you vape, whatever you think you're vaping, that's not the final product. The heat's going to change it. If you remember back in chemistry class, there'd be combustion reactions and all sorts of stuff that happens with heat as a catalyst. And so people are breathing in some things that may they not realize they're breathing in. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the debate that happened yesterday. I'm going to talk about apparently Trump may allow us to buy our drugs from Canada, which will make things cheaper. That's going to be interesting. Right? A lot of people have been asking how to get Canadian Viagra. I don't really know the difference between Canadian Viagra and American Viagra. Right? I'm just going to open up a whole slew of jokes that may not be very politically correct, so we're not going to go there, but I'm sure the Canadian Viagra is pretty nice, and if it's cheaper, I'm sure it's going to be pretty popular. So we'll talk about that. But this headline really bothered me. Okay. So apparently there was a study that came out of the UK where if you stop an older person's statin, and statin medications we use for cholesterol, and I'll tell you a little bit about them in a second. If you stop it because they're 75, apparently 75 is the age where everybody thinks you're old, especially in medicine, and so you don't have to get a mammogram, you don't have to get a colonoscopy, and I'm like, okay, wait a second, we're living longer. Okay, when I'm 75, God willing, I'll live. I mean, you better scope me and do all the tests that I need. Don't be, you know, saying, ah, she's 75, so, you know, she's too old. Oh, hell no. I'm going to be dyeing my hair. I'm going to be wearing push-up bras. I'll do whatever it takes to still get my tests. So, with statin medications, apparently a lot of people are stopping the statin medications when you turn 75. And this study was like, oh, hell no. This study said no, because you could increase cardiac risk by at least 33%. And they found that people whose heart attack or people whose statin was stopped in the next few years of the follow-up cardiovascular events, I don't want to use the word exponential, but they went up pretty damn high. Now, these statin medications are my favorite medication. Everybody goes, oh, doctors are in bed with pharmaceutical companies. If anything's going to get me in the mood, it's a statin. I'm going to tell you, not because statins get you in the mood, but these statin drugs, to me, are my favorite. Now I don't have to practice, right? Because I already I know my stuff. But no. In my practice, anybody who was on a statin medication didn't have a heart attack. What statins do? Your atorvastatin, your simvastatin, your levastatin. Brand names you'll see is like Mevacor. We don't really use Mevacor that much anymore, but like a Pravacol, Lipitor, Crestor, I love. And so what these medications do is they stop the liver from producing cholesterol. I think 85% of the cholesterol that's in your body isn't what you eat, it's what you make. And so the statins slow down the production of cholesterol. Now, you need cholesterol, okay? Don't be dinking around. You need cholesterol. The brain needs cholesterol. Cells need cholesterol. We got good cholesterol. We got bad cholesterol. I taught you guys about the LDL and the HDL. The LDL is like the bad cholesterol. We need LDL because it brings cholesterol to the cells to do its job, but then you need HDL to bring any remnant excess cholesterol back to the liver. So the liver makes the cholesterol, it has to go out, and then it has to come back in. So we really love the garbage trucks, right? The HDL, we need a lot of that. LDL, we don't want too much of. We need, but we don't want too much, okay? So what statins do is a few things. One is they slow your roll when you're making cholesterol. But the other thing they do is something called sealing the plaque. And a lot of cardiologists talk to me about that. And at first I was like, well, wait a second. If you've got a plaque in your arteries, why the hell would you want to seal it? You'd want your body to get rid of it. Well, not exactly. If you have a plaque and a buildup on your arteries and it starts to float around, microscopically it's going to block vessels in the brain, in the heart, etc. And so sealing the plaque is crucial because when some people have a heart attack, when that plaque decides to break off, it tears the side of the artery wall. There's like this really intimate lining. It's really intimate. It's like really, really delicate and pretty, like Victoria's Secret delicate. And when you tear it, your body's like, holy crap, and it tries to make a clot and prevent damage in the area. So the body's doing what it's supposed to, trying to prevent this, you know, leak or this issue with the blood vessel, but when it starts to, you know, try to clot and protect the vessel, it prevents blood flow. And that's how people get a heart attack. And, you know, I told you guys, I begged my father to take a cholesterol medication. I told him to take the Lipitor. And because, you know, he had high cholesterol, he had diabetes, mild high cholesterol, mild diabetes. Remember I told you diabetes, if you have diabetes, that's like take your cholesterol and triple it. Diabetes just really puts you at risk. So I'm like, take your cholesterol, Dad. He's like, no, it's going to hurt my liver. I don't want to hurt my liver. Leave me alone. And I'm like, okay, it's stupid for you to worry about the liver, okay? Very rarely do people have liver issues with it, especially if we start low. Okay, yeah, there's like a gene that may put you at risk for muscle aches or whatever. Leave me alone. Like, I'm not going to leave you alone. Well, I left him alone because, you know, I was scared. I was like, okay, yes, sir, you know. And unfortunately, I told him he's going to have the healthiest liver in the graveyard if he doesn't take his Lipitor. I don't want to take Lipitor. Leave me alone. And unfortunately, he's dead. And I wish he took the statin. I really believe that. So what's ticking me off is when you look at all these recommendations, it's all about, okay, well, if you're over 75, all these recommendations are up to 75. And I get it. I get it. When you're older, and life expectancy used to be in the 70s, but I predicted 10 years ago we would way be in the 80s. And I'm right. I'm right about our life expectancy in the 80s. True, our life expectancy dropped because of the opioid crisis, but when you have younger people dying, it shifts the numbers. But when you look at older people are living longer. I mean, you know, you saw Bernie Sanders yesterday. I mean, he was just mouthing off and calling Trump every name he could and whatever. But, I mean, he's got spunk. Right? Just because you're in your 70s doesn't mean we need to start cutting off and pulling the plug. So if you are on a statin medication, talk to your doctor, talk to your cardiologist, talk to your internist, talk to your family doc or medical provider, all right? Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I'm sorry, my nose is running. That sounded lovely. The allergies, it's just so bad. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to apologize. By the time I got home yesterday, the debate, the first debate, I guess there's so many contenders that you have two separate debates. And I think they separated Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris this time around because I think he didn't like it. I think she was, I don't really remember what happened. I missed that debate too, where apparently she was trying to make him look racist on some of his voting records. I'm not really sure what happened. You guys probably know more than I do. You know, I try to concentrate more on the healthcare part. But I noticed that they had them separated. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Joe Biden are going to be going head-to-head tonight. But Bernie Sanders got to be on the stage, and he seemed to do a lot better. He was with Elizabeth Warren. Buttigieg, if I'm pronouncing it right. Governor Bullock, Governor Hickenlooper from Colorado, Bullock's from Montana, Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan. There was an author who I only got to see her speak for a little bit. I mean, she seemed pretty impressive. I don't really know what her qualifications are, but she seemed to get some applause. But I missed most of it, you know, so I decided to start to, I try to start it, and where you have to do a playback. And, oh, the Star Spangled Banner was beautiful, by the way. But it was just, I just was like, you know what, let's just go to real time. So I missed, unfortunately, all the banter with the Medicare for All and how they were going to approach health care. From what I understand, though, from what I picked up, okay, in between Bernie Sanders calling Trump, you know, names, which I you know, here's the thing. I think Bernie Sanders could go farther, a lot farther, if he didn't do immature name-calling. You know, throwing out homophobe and racist and all that other, there's I think, a more mature way of making a point across than name-calling. But as I watch Bernie Sanders with his college health care plan, with his Medicare for All, as I watch him, I see what he's doing. He's very, very well versed in getting the sound bites that can attract the young. He knows his voters are younger voters. Well, almost everybody's younger than him, so that's kind of easy. But so he makes it simple. He makes it easy. He makes it catchy. You know, he's not very wordy about it. He's very quick. Uses a lot of his hands, and even though I may not agree with his politics and with what he does, I have to admire how he has been able to have that much stamina in politics, considering you would think he would be a dinosaur, but he's not. So people are saying that he walked away a winner yesterday. What I think is the most apparent with the Democratic Party, which is going to be very, very crucial to this country, is, are you going to be extreme or are you going to be moderate? So apparently there's a divide between Sanders and Warren where it's like, all right, just, and I think also the, Michigan senator? I forget who else was in the ring. In terms of, you know what? We're doing Medicare for All now. We're not going to pay for college for rich kids. It's all about helping the poor, and it was just all or nothing sort of thing. That was the approach. Whereas the moderates like, oh, you know, why don't we have a buy-in? Somebody could buy into Medicare. And as I'm seeing this floundering around, okay, there were lawyers up there. There were distinguished governors, senators, representatives. I don't really hear from doctors, pharmacists, dentists, nurses. I'd like to see a nurse run for office. I would really, really like to see their opinion on healthcare. I mean, because they are there all the time. I mean, you know, doctors see one view. You know, nurses see a lot more views than we all do. Because nurses have to take care of every patient. We get to take care of a sliver and then go on to the next. But the nurses have to handle it all. So I'd really love to see what they say. And I'm seeing all these non-medical professionals, right, tell us what we need for healthcare. Now, I mean, having been a doctor taking Medicare and seeing how Medicare paid and how Medicare decided not to pay, or how Medicare would pay and then all of a sudden go, you know what, guys, we shouldn't have paid on that code. Your first code should have just been enough, so pay the money back. For years after dealing with Medicare as a doctor, no, I'm not excited to do it at all. And so a lot of doctors, I don't know if you noticed, when people were talking public option and all that other stuff back in 2008, 2009, a lot of doctors said, you know what, I'm not taking government insurance, I'm good. And so we had this little fear, oh, I can't find a Medicare doctor, I'm not going to be able to find somebody with Medicaid. Well, then what happened? Well, medical boards were like, if you don't take Medicare or Medicaid, we might impose restrictions. One state, I don't know if it was New York, had threatened, and I don't know if they went through with it, where you can't even get a license unless you're going to be a Medicare provider. But then something else happened that transformed healthcare. What happened was doctors lost their practices. They weren't going to be their own boss anymore. And over the last 10 years, doctors had to become employees. It's something I never thought I would see. And doctors were applying for jobs in suits and ties, and they are given guidelines and orders from non-doctors. It's something I thought I would never see. You know, in medical school, everybody was, you know, afraid, oh, well, you know, people just want to go to, you know, become a doctor so they could be rich. Wasn't about being rich, because I knew I wasn't picking the most lucrative field and the most lucrative specialty, but it was about, I could be my own boss. I don't have to worry about getting fired. So those of us doctors that had our own place, once Obamacare hit and insurance payments weren't coming in, and we had to ask the patients to pay, and the patients didn't want to pay, a lot of us closed up. I did. I mean, I probably still could have made it a few years, but I, you know, one also, another thing that was starting to happen in my neck of the woods, which actually makes sense from a business model, is some of the insurance companies, the one in particular, decided to open up their own clinic for their patients. And rumor had it at the time, and I'm not sure exactly if that's how it panned out, was any patient on that insurance company, if they went to the clinic, they don't have to pay a copay coming in. So basically, they could kind of walk in for free. If they choose to go to a participating provider outside, they have to pay a copay. So if they want to save the $10, $20, $25, go to the clinic. And so insurance companies start to now run the medical clinics. And they hire the doctors. I have a problem with that, because who knows more about what a patient needs? A doctor or an insurance company? A doctor. Yeah, insurance companies get a lot of data and, you know. But medical professionals, nurse practitioners, PAs, should be in charge. Nurses, not the insurance company. So Medicare for All, or even, well, they could buy into Medicare, which basically is going to end up being Medicare for All, because basically Medicare is going to be able to undercut any of the private insurance companies. And they're going to be able to talk a talk, do the advertisement. I mean, they got big pockets behind them. Well, they'll prioritize money, just like with Obamacare. The billions of dollars they spent trying to advertise and promote and help, you know, with, you know, have websites and, you know, people on the phone for customer service. I would have rather they just opened up free clinics with that kind of money. Yeah, they could have helped more people right away than all the BS. But Medicare for All would mean the government is in charge of health care. Non-medical people. So the moderates are going to try to appease everybody, go and look. If you want to buy into Medicare, you can. And for a lot of people on the right, they're like, why not? I have crap for insurance now. This sucks. Why not? Well, why not is because that leads into Medicare for everybody and then government-run health insurance and socialistic health system. That's why not. But what are people going to do? We're desperate. What other options do we have? And we need options. Trust me, we need options. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal lawsuit is being filed over a data breach at Capital One. Morgan & Morgan attorney John Yachunis says he's extremely concerned the hacker put the information on the dark web in hopes of making money off of it.
One of the things we now know in the 21st century is that information is the new currency of the 21st century. Some of the biggest companies on the face of the earth are really based upon information. They don't make anything.
Yachunis also believes Capital One should have kept your data more secure.
Companies all too often act out of consequence, not conscience.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The Vice President at the Young Americas Foundation Summit. Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the headline that you're going to see today is flavored jewel ingredients will combust to create toxic chemicals, and they're not listed on the label. So, whereas Juul has to list what's in their product, these chemicals won't be listed because they're a byproduct of vaping. And technically, the companies, I don't think, have to list those yet. So, what you think is in the e-cig fluid is what's being reported and what's being tested. But what happens when you heat the ingredients? So, in this study, they looked at flavors like creme brulee, cool cucumber. And if you look at the flavors, they have vanillin. Vanillin is like a flavorant that makes vanilla flavor, you know, type stuff. Glycerol, propylene glycol, nicotine, and benzoic acid. I still don't know why the hell you'd want to breathe all that stuff in, but anyway. The chemical engineers at Yale have found that when heated, these chemicals create acetals. And acetals can irritate the lung. Acetals. Nobody's cussing. And they said that 60 to 70% of these acetals do transfer into the vapor that you inhale when you e-cig or vape. So according to lead author Hanno Erythropel, he said people often assume that these e-cigs are the final product once they are mixed. But the reactions create new molecules in the e-cigs, and it doesn't just happen in e-cigs from small vape shops, also in the biggest manufacturers in the U.S. So they think 2.2 million Americans use e-cigs. That's such an understatement. And Juul is the most favored, I think, mechanism and vehicle for it because it looks like a thumb drive. It's really cute, sleek, sexy. And I guess the company started back in 2015. But in 2017, they exploded. And remember, this whole vaping issue, it's been pretty new. Even though people had e-cigs a while back, I think e-cigs started coming out in the early 2000s. It wasn't until all the new regulations and all the commercials on smoking and all the, you know, and then the new flavors coming out, and then a good advertising campaign by Juul, where it just exploded and people loved it. And I mean, from a business standpoint, I don't blame Juul. If I believe, I forget what ties Juul has to tobacco, big tobacco. You guys will probably know that more than I. But if one industry is dying and they are being criticized for a tobacco epidemic, but you have a lot of people that smoke and you're able to beat everybody to the punch to come up with a product that you could use as a substitute for smoking, you're going to do it. And so Juul had a very, very successful business model. Where they went wrong, which is what's up for debate, is did they advertise specifically to kids? Did they try to get people hooked? And if they did, with flavors like Tutti Frutti and, you know, watermelon and sour apple and try to do the whole Jolly Rancher sort of thing, that's a problem. So, I guess Juul, the company is now estimated at $16 billion. But now it's the bullseye, they say, of regulators, researchers, and health officials, according to Daily Mail, which is, yeah, they tip the radar. Now, here's the problem. We don't have enough evidence. We don't have enough data. So Yale worked with Duke University researchers, and they decided to look on the flavored Juul pods, because that's what young people are really into. They used a vaping machine, and they analyzed the chemical transformation that occurs if somebody did mango, let's say, or whatever. And then they found that there was a lot of vanillin in each flavored Juul pod, because remember, there has to be a flavor, and there has to be a lot in order to be able to kind of taste it. And the flavoring vanillin isn't so much bad, but there is a limit to what bakeries can use and manufacturers can use. Juul pods are below the limit, but dangerously low. And when it heats, and now we're breathing in acetal, what can acetal do? I guess acetal is caused by a reaction with glycerol. So what happens with the lungs? Well, we have seen that acetal could be toxic, could be fatal even at high, high doses. And so nobody studied this yet. So, you know, you have parents out there going, can somebody please tell us what the hell's going on? You have doctors like, guys, what do you want us to do? You told us to get people off smoking. You told us to suggest other alternatives. In fact, it was suggested years ago that we doctors recommend vaping. I was like, nah, I'm not going to recommend vaping if I have to, only for a month. There is no way I want you on it longer than that, because I don't know what the hell you're getting into your lungs. And there was, a few years ago, a push for us to get people off tobacco so badly that even doctors were recommending vaping. Now, if I were any of you out there, right, medical professional, anybody that has to make a decision on what to recommend to somebody who quit smoking, I would just say, guys, you got to do the cold turkey, or maybe you could do Chantix. But the idea of trying to wean off the nicotine, it's really hard. You know, I mean, if you notice with drugs, you know, you can't be, okay, I'll give you a little less heroin. Now you'll do a little less heroin. Now you do that doesn't work. Same thing with marijuana. Same thing with alcohol. For any of you guys that have gone to AA, are you allowed to cut back and cut back? No. Now, remember, we don't want you to seize. You know, with alcohol, we don't want you to go from, you know, drinking a gallon to nothing. You could seize. But if medically supervised, as soon as possible, you go dry. And, you know, you hit these goals of being without alcohol for a certain period of time. So with smoking, why is that any different? If, you know, you're addicted to the nicotine, giving you baby nicotine, you know, in increments, or letting you smoke something with nicotine is not going to get you off smoking. Now, I have a lot of people that say they quit smoking because of vaping. I go, great, great. How long did you need to vape to get off smoking? I still vape. Okay, I thought you said you quit smoking. I did. I quit smoking. But I vape instead. Okay, to me, that's not success. So, in closing, there's crap in there to start with. Then when you heat it up, there's more crap. There's metals, heavy metals that also can leak from the coiling element. We have a disruption of your cilia brush border that helps protect the lungs. So I talk about vaping a lot on the show because I think we're going to have to do a 180 on it pretty soon. And I know everyone's like, well, we don't have enough data, so we don't know. Let's get people off smoking first, and then we'll deal with the next epidemic. See, that's the way a lot of these unfortunate campaigns go. We need to be able to pat ourselves on the back and say, look at what we did. I've seen this in organizations all the time. They make these drastic changes, and even though people are getting screwed, they want to pat themselves on the back going, look at what we did because we fixed A. But what if B, C, and D is worse? Go back and slow your roll, because I don't want B, C, and D epidemics. And now that we're hearing that, like, one guy was in a medically induced coma, a bunch of kids were in the hospital, and they were Ativan vapors. I mean, if we're causing more severe lung disease and vaping possibly, then I'm keeping my mind open. Vaping could possibly be even worse than tobacco. As the data starts to roll in, we better stop it. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this has been circulating around social media, scaring the hell out of everybody, where one out of every four food delivery drivers have actually tasted your order, which means when you Uber Eats or DoorDash or ask for delivery, 25% of the time, somebody's sticking their finger in your food. Now, I worked at a restaurant. I'll tell you the scoop. Couldn't imagine somebody going into the food when they deliver, but you'll see why. Well, first, let me tell you the article. This is being reported by WYRK. Says one of the most convenient aspects of the 2019 lifestyle is you could order food on an app, Uber Eats, DoorDash. You know, you could get IHOP. So, like, if you are craving pancakes in the morning and you want to do, like, a breakfast in bed for your honey and you don't make breakfast, you know, pancakes and all that, you could order IHOP. Yeah. One study, though, says these food app delivery drivers occasionally try the food that they're delivering to you. The study was done by U.S. Foods. 28% of food app delivery drivers have taken food from an order. 21% of food app customers believe that their drivers are taking food from their order, which means they don't care. Somebody's dirty hands can't be touching your fries. They say the study looked at habits from both delivery drivers and their customers. The study surveyed 1,500 people across popular food app delivery sites like Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub. Nearly 20% of customers said their food wasn't warm or fresh when it was delivered. 60% of delivery drivers complained of the lack of tips. So, the tip concept, can I just talk about the tip concept? Okay, the tip concept I'm kind of struggling with, okay, because one, I was a waitress, I was a food server, and that was the money you lived on, because you didn't really get much of a wage, and so you really needed the tips. And so if you guys tipped me 15%, 20%, that was like awesome, thank you. Thank you. I was happy about it. The problem is when I go out, and when we do a party or whatever, you know, there's a cost built into the service. And you're paying for a service, and the cost goes up because I've seen this in so many industries, nails, hair, whatever. The cost goes up because they anticipate not getting tipped. If product costs more or it's going to cost more time, price goes up. So the price you're already paying for is supposed to handle that. And tips used to be, well, that was nice. That was really nice of you. I go, look, you did something extra here. And all of a sudden, tips has become the norm. And even though I love tip jobs and, when Obamacare was, really killing doctors' practices, I'm like, I'll go back to waiting tables. I always had money in my pocket. It was great. I loved waiting tables. The problem is, on the flip side of it, the concept of tipping was supposed to be a treat, like a gift. Going, you just went out of your way, you were awesome, I want to give you some extra money. Now it's just all expected, and in fact, tips are just thrown on the bill, and it's because the restaurants don't want to, give the food servers the extra money from their cost. So the customer's like, wait a second, I just paid a crap load of money for this. And that didn't even include what the waitress is going to get or the waiter. So then you have to pay on top of that. And so 20%, which is now the going rate, 20%, guys, not 15, 20. You guys go out to eat, your bill comes to 100, you need to drop a 20. Now, to me, I know the work they put in, so I think they deserve that. But I also don't think the customer has to pay that. I think the whoever you're paying that $100 to should pay. Problem is like places in Europe or Japan or whatever, certain places where tips aren't expected, the food will cost more because they do have to pay more to their staff. So, when DoorDash or Grubhub or whatever, whenever I order delivery, they smack on a delivery charge. So I'm thinking, okay, that delivery charge is just to pay the deliverer. No, it isn't. The deliverer gets, so you still have to on top of that tip. So the problem is if you work for any of these places and you do the delivery, The customer's like, I just paid a $4 or $5 delivery charge. They don't realize that that's not also the tip. So now your delivery drivers are a little jaded. And they're probably like, okay, this is ridiculous. And then you get hungry. Now, when I waited tables, one of the restaurants I waited at, there was a big bowl of fries. And in another place I waited, the people in the kitchen would throw the fries on the plate. If the fries fell off onto the metal counter, I would eat those. I'm not going to put food on my customer's plate that fell off the plate onto a counter. Did I accidentally hit a fry off the plate? Yeah. But I usually didn't have to because the cooks would just throw the fries. They would fly all over the place. And then I would just grab a fry. But did I see waiters and waitresses grab a fry and eat it? Yeah. They're like, nobody would notice it. And you get hungry. You know, people are like, gosh, how do you work around all this food? And I mean, I used to purposely eat before I would work because I didn't want to crave the food that I was serving. And a lot of times you get sick of it. You're like, I'm not going to eat here. I'm just, you know, inundated with the flavors. I want something else. But so people stealing your fries happen. And they're going to happen. It just will. You don't want to think that somebody's sticking their finger into your food. But any time a fry fell, I would eat it. Because I either had to throw it out, and I was like, oh, the fry fell, and I'd eat it. And that's kind of how we did things. So, but, you know, people do get hungry. And if you're driving around and they, you know, so it's something to think about. And I'm a little nervous about it because in terms of cleanliness, you know, in the 90s, you didn't see people wear gloves and, you know, they were supposed to wear hairnets, but not all the time. And I've eaten at enough restaurants and worked at enough places where I've seen some real crap go to the food. And I don't want to scare you guys about that, but this just kind of reminds us that your food isn't sterile. And so when you hear that there was somebody had hepatitis who worked at a McDonald's, or somebody had, you know, I don't know, E. coli poisoning or whatever, you need to realize that, you know, don't just think, okay, well, you know, I don't want to go to this place because there was one employee that had this. You just have to assume that everybody has something. And they're all near your food, and they're all near your, you know, in terms of like, you know, nail places. Hepatitis C can live on inanimate objects for months even. And so people go to the salon, and they get their nails done, and they get, you know, things kind of pucked and cut and poked and, you know, prodded. And, you know, sometimes they bleed during a pedicure or a manicure. Well, you're now going to be exposed. Unless that manicure place or salon autoclaves everything. And they don't. They autoclave the instruments, but then when they put, like, the little oil on your fingers, that's not sterile. They put the oil on everybody. So just realize there's a lot of avenues for you to get something, which means if you do get sick, don't forget to bring that up to your doctor. Go on, you know, I do go to X, Y, and Z. 1-877-DOT-LA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.